The wait is finally over. It's time for the Pride 48 Summer Live Streaming Weekend to fill your ears. Listen to all your favorite podcasters streaming live for your aural pleasure.
What?
Aural. A-U-R-A-L.
Oh, I thought it was dirty.
No. Join us June 23rd through the 25th to take part in all the fun. Don't miss a single show. For more information and scheduling, go to pride48.com.
I thought it was O-R-A-L, you know, aura.
Yes, we all know what you thought.
Hello and welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. Yes. I think we shall start again.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
This is DJ Starsage from the faraway nearby.
And this is Jay the Haunt Cub from Lotzel.
And this is Tuppy Smelly from the Smellcast.
And we always listen to the Shy Life Podcast.
Hello, I'm Wifey, and I always listen to Hubby Number One on the Shy Life Podcast.
Psst, hey, listen.
Hello, is this Pa the Shy Daddy?
Shy Life Podcast with me, Shy Yeti.
He's not that shy. Hello, listeners. It's me, Shy Yeti, Paul, back again for a new episode of the Shy Life Podcast. We've got a number of chats ahead of us, and it's all going to be quite exciting. I'm not going to explain anything right at the moment. I'm going to wait until after we've run the theme music. So let's do that now, shall we? Hey, let's get on with it.
Run the theme music.
Oh, darlings, thank you for tuning in.
Come on, give us a kiss.
Shy Yeti, that's totally inappropriate.
What's going to happen today?
Always like to practice things thoroughly.
Oh yeah, what do people listen to this rubbish? So there you go, here we are. Right,
thank you,
there we go. Right, oh, episode bot, what episode number is this, please?
84.
So let me explain. This episode is going to be full of voices. You probably will recognise, well, most of them, but some of them you'll recognise more than others, obviously. But I expect to talk to our regulars. But this episode, I thought I would do some little chats with some of the, well, some of our lesser spoken to characters, people that have been popping up. Don't worry, not Charlie Gurr. He only talks about pies. I've given up. But no, this episode we have Henry Moss, we have Tallulah Twinklehorn, and Bella Crab, and that might be it. I'm not sure. But anyway, there'll be poems. Let's just start with that. And I think before we go, and I think to start off with, we're going to talk to Henry Moss. Now, I don't know if you remember Henry. Henry's called in a couple of times, left messages. And now Henry is a zombie. He's one of our listeners. And I believe that, you know, he has quite a lot of time in his hands for listening to podcasts. But I think because sometimes we cover supernatural issues, it means that, he sort of feels that we're a little bit, we're connected, or we, at least we understand, or that we are pro-zombie, you know, within reason. It's possible that you missed one or other of his messages, but so just to reiterate. Now, Henry has a theory. I don't think it's a theory, I think it's probably a fact. He says that with zombies, they often get very bad press, if you know what I mean. And that, you know, the ones you see on TV that are ripping people's throats out and stuff aren't necessarily typical to the zombie community. What he was saying before was that if you're a bad person when you were alive, you'll be the type of zombie that's doing those bad things. If you're a nice person, you'll be a nice person when you're dead too. So it's kind of a matter of, I think he said that being dead just exacerbates it. So if you were a little bit violent or a little bit horrid, you'll be a lot more horrid and a lot more. Whereas if you were kind of a bit of a sweetheart, you'll probably be even more of a sweetheart. And I think, you know, he did sort of say, you know, also if you were a bit of a pushover or if you let people walk over you, then you're probably, that's going to be something that's exacerbated too. So it's not necessarily all good, but still it's better than nibbling bits of your relatives or passers-by. But anyway, we had a little chat, Henry and I, lovely guy. I hope I asked all the right questions. I hope I didn't say anything offensive. It's difficult when you're talking to zombies. I've not spoken to zombies before at any great length. And apologies to anyone if I've offended anybody in the zombie community. And I don't think any of the nasty, bitey zombies listen to podcasts. It's just the nicer ones. Actually, that was the first question I asked him. No, sound insensitive. No, it was. I probably should have asked something nicer. Anyway. So, Henry, thank you for coming on the Shy Life podcast. Lovely of you to call in. We thought we'd talk a little bit more to you. I'm so pleased you accepted my invitation.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Oh, I really am. I'm very, very flattered. Yes, very flattered. Ever so flattered.
No problem. Cool. The question that comes to mind first, and it's not the best question really, is when it comes to zombies and podcasts.
Oh, I think I know what you're going to ask. No, really, it's not all zombies that listen to podcasts. It really isn't. Oh, because the ones that are running around causing trouble and nibbling bits off people and, you know, the ones you see on the screen, they are much too busy to be listening to podcasts. So, no, it's us quieter zombies that really are your main audience, I would say. Although I don't know. The thing is, us quiet zombies, we tend to keep away from, not only do we keep away from the more noisier zombies, we tend to keep away from everyone, you know. It's quite a lonely existence being a zombie. A lot of people don't accept you. And, you know, I don't think I was ever that much of a people person. And the last thing I want to do is to hang around with a group of zombies, even if they are nice. You know, everyone is so different. Just because we're all dead now, it's not, you know, it's not, well, you can't just make friends with people. I'm sure some people can. I'm sure some people find it very easy just to poodle on up. So, hello, my name's, you know, Henry Moss, and I'm a zombie. Don't worry, I won't nibble anything off you. I'm a nice one. And, you know, how about going to the cinema sometime? But it's not really me. Do you know what I mean?
Henry, and it makes perfect sense to me. I'm pretty much the same, and I'm not even dead. It's a matter of picking your company, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's, well, you know, you can't... Making friends is hard enough when you're alive, so it's less... It's no easier when you're a zombie. It really isn't. Just, you know, you do meet the odd person you click with. And but I suppose it's how I got into podcasts, really. You feel like you've got a ready-made family there to listen to. You can interact. You don't actually have to meet them. Although I'm very happy to meet you.
And I'm very happy to meet you, Henry. And I'm sure that the listeners are very pleased. It's just interesting to hear your point of view, because I don't know many podcasts that have actually interviewed a zombie, you know, in this way. I really kind of doing short interviews today, but you know, do come back anytime you like, and we'll talk some more. But I do want to ask, you know, some other questions. I mean, I don't know what's okay to ask you. you know what I mean?
Oh, you ask me anything you like. I know the question that most people want to know. How did I end up where I am today?
Yeah. I'm kind of interested. I mean, I'm very interested. I just don't know if it's a rude question. I just don't know whether it was a rude question to ask.
No, not at all. No, not at all. You ask away. Well, I sometimes these things get a little bit mushed in your head. I can't remember all the details sometimes, but how long have I been a zombie? Not so long, not too long, a matter of 3-4 years. I had quite a long sleep under some leaves.
Do you remember how you ended up? Were you attacked by a zombie, like one of the violent ones, or?
No. So I was at this church fete, like a bazaar, like a, you know, a garden, not a garden party, but. And there was this one store right at the end of the garden. They were selling ice creams, and they were rather odd colours. And I thought, well, I like an ice cream, but nobody else seemed to be buying from this stall. And I was beginning to think, am I the only person who sees this stall here? But the gentleman, I should have thought at the time, the gentleman looked a little bit yellow, a little bit strange, he's sort of, yes, there was a definite ghoulish aspect to his, appearance, and I didn't think twice. I accepted his ice cream. I paid for it, and that's all I remember for quite some time.
Goodness. Well, that's awful. I mean, so this weird guy at the garden party, I mean, did you ever find anything more out about it?
No, alas not. I don't really remember anything.
But was he like a serial killer or something? Or like some sort of maniac? Or why do you think there was poison in your ice cream?
Oh, Paul, I really don't know.
I'm sorry, I don't want to ask, I don't want to bring the interview down. This is perhaps why people don't interview zombies, because, you know, there's always some, well, there's going to be a sadness behind the whole origin story, if you like.
I know what you mean, but people have to accept these things. You know, it is not all bad, it really isn't. This thing happened to me and I've got past that now. And, you know, I look after myself. Bits of me don't fall off very often. I'm pretty much, you know, I'm doing all right, thank you very much. I'm doing a pottery class at the local college. I mean, have you seen students these days? Most of them, they look worse than I do, so I fit in fine. Nobody's ever said anything, and I do love a good pot.
I don't blame you. I think that's brilliant. I remember doing pottery at school. I was never that good. But it's fun, isn't it, being creative?
Oh, yes, and I enjoy it. It's never something that I'd really considered when I was alive, so I really like it. I really enjoy it.
And so other than sort of the pottery classes and the sort of pootling around churchyards and stuff, is there anything else you do with your day?
Well, I tell you what I do, and that is I am a big advocate for keep Britain tidy, absolutely always. You know, I've got time on my hands, and when I'm out and about, when I'm, you know, off around the graveyard, checking up, catching up with people, seeing what's going on. I always carry one of those, one of those grabby sticks and a bag. I always bring a big, like a mail bag or a bin bag, and I pick up the litter as I go around the graveyard. And when I'm out of the graveyard, when I'm around town, I do the same. Because people are just so keen, they'll throw their litter down, they'll throw their litter down on the ground, and it's so disgusting. What I can't stand is when people spit. When people spit on the ground, and it's not just spit, is it? It's more than that.
Oh, it is disgusting. It is disgusting. I don't know what people are like. They're animals, aren't they? It's not everyone. It's just a small number of people that do it, but they seem to think it's fine, spit on the ground. And I don't understand it. I don't understand why they have to do that. But, I think you're doing a great service. But, I don't know, you don't mind not being rewarded?
No, Paul, no. It doesn't bother me at all. It really doesn't bother me. Too many questions. There'd be far too many questions. And my reward is to see a nice, clean graveyard or a nice, clean street. And I know it doesn't last long. It doesn't last long, but, for a few hours, it's very satisfying. And, there I am, picking up the litter, listening to my podcast, listening to your show. You help me on my way. You all do, all the podcasters out there.
Well, Henry, it's been great talking to you, and I have got so many other questions, and we'll come back. We'll come back to them. I don't want to use them all up. Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for coming in, and I just wanted the listeners to sort of be introduced to some of the audience that have been calling in lately, and just. Put some names to faces, or voices to letters, or voices to faces, or whatever. You know what I mean.
Yes. Well, it's been lovely, Paul. It really has. Keep up the good work. Yes.
What a nice fellow, eh? What a nice guy. I could have asked so many other questions. Got me started. I could have talked about, in the same way as I've asked many of my guests favourite films, favourite foods, favourite etc. I didn't want to go down that line quite yet because, we could have been talking for hours. And considering I've got some other people to speak to as well, I don't want to have to present a 3-hour episode to you or something. But anyway, next up we have Tallulah Twinklehorn. Now, Tallulah is Damias's sister. She's called in a few times, asking after her brother and congratulating him. And I thought it was time that we had a proper talk with her.
It's happening. Starting June 23rd, ending June 25th.
2017.
This one's explosive.
It's the Prime 48 2017 Summer Live Streaming Weekend!
All your favorite little shoes.
Streaming live!
June 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Why can't I have a candy bar?
Stand by for all of this and more.
For the latest information, go to pride48.com.
So our next voice is, it's Tallulah Twinklehorn, Damias's sister. We've heard her a few times, but Tallulah, it's lovely to speak to you.
Hello, my darling, how are you? Oh, yes, it's me, Tallulah Twinklehorn.
Yeah, what I'm trying to do is catch up with some of people who've called in, people who are sort of connected with the show, but, not regulars, like your brother. But I just wondered if you could, tell me a bit about,
you know, you and your brother.
Oh, he's a lovely brother. Oh, I love him. He's lovely. I'm so proud of him. So proud of my lovely brother. Oh.
And is he your younger brother, or are you his older sister, or are there many other kids? I'll start again.
Oh, you're doing all right, love. You're doing all right. You just need to get your teeth in.
Oh, no, I do. So, how many brothers and sisters do you have? Are you Damis's older sister or younger sister or twin?
Oh, no, we're not twins, no. Oh, I'm his younger sister, but not by many years. But, you know, I've always looked up to him. I, you know, he's out there doing his films. He's been doing them a long time now. Oh, I'm so proud of him. So proud of him. And, yeah, I remember when we were growing up, he always wanted to act. He was always good at doing voices and making noises. Yes, he liked to make noises. Sometimes he made smells.
I see. Well, you know, so there was just the two of you?
Oh, yes, just the two of us. Well, and everybody else.
I'm sorry?
Well, you know, it's not just the two of us in the world. You're here for a start.
Oh, no, yes. Oh, no, I didn't mean, yes, obviously, yes, there are other people in the world other than you two, but and me, and, yeah, but just in your family.
Oh, there's mother and father, my mum and my dad. Oh, mum and dad. Oh, they were lovely. They were lovely.
So, Tallulah, you and your brother, you and Damis, you're very close.
Oh, yes. Oh, my darling, I love him, I do. Oh, yes. I go and see everything he's in. Oh, I do his washing for him. I do his washing. I don't mind. I love it. I love doing his washing. I love doing your washing, Damien. I love it. Doesn't bother me. I love it. I like to be helpful, dear.
Yes, but I'm sure we'll talk more about your childhood growing up together. But believe that recently. Is it recently that you've opened up a music school?
Yeah, oh, yes, true. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, it's lovely. I've always loved music. And my Damis, he's musical, he's creative, it's inspiring. It really is, but I don't know. I put myself second. I don't put myself first. No. Because Damis is the star. He's been the star for years. But, you know, we're getting on. We're getting older. And, you know, I just wanted to do something for me. Damis, he's helped me. He has. He's encouraged me. So I've opened my music school. And I'd love you to come and see the music school. Would you come? Would you? Would you come? Would you come? Would you come?
I would come, yes. I'm happy. I'd like to come to visit your music school. Why don't we do that now? We can talk more once we've seen your school. I'm quite excited about this, Tallulah.
Oh, you'll love it. You'll love it. We'll love you. They'll love you. Everyone will love you. They'll love you. They will. They love you. You're a friend of Damius's. Everyone will love you. They love you. They will.
Do you think they'll like me, though?
Oh, yes, darling. They'll love you.
Hello, listeners. It's time for some poems now. I'm recording down in the library store, the library podcasting studio, sorry, and I've actually been tidying up some cupboards that haven't been tidied for a while, and I found some more poems that are here. Now, often when I'm preparing for a show, I've sometimes tried to read off my phone or off a Kindle. I never memorise them. I've just written too many, and my brain is always working with new ideas and, you know, multiple ideas at once, and it's good at that, but I don't really test it by trying to learn things. I'm a shy yeti, for goodness sake. The fact that I'm standing on a stage, even if it's only in a room with 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 people, you know, that's still nerve-wracking. And I don't want to put myself in a situation where the nerves get the better of me. And as I say, I have written so many. And I don't want to read the same, you know, even if I could learn some of them, I don't want to just always read the same 20 poems or something. I like to be able to pick and read any of them. So, anyway, down the years, I've printed poems and then laminated them. So, you know, they've held out pretty well. Which is a very long way of saying, I have a poem here, which is one of the laminated poems. But off the top of my head, I can't tell you which book it comes from because, well, it's page 127 of some book. That's all I know. It's called Invite a Yeti Round for Tea. Invite a Yeti Round for Tea? Well, then I really ought to warn you. They are not the bestest guest and they will very often scorn you. They will criticise your curtains, flick the peas across the table, watch them growl the national anthem just as loud as they are able. They will turn their noses up at any vegetables you're cooking. They will make a pass at Granny when they think that no one's looking. As they blunder round your kitchen 8 foot tall and rather burly, you'll not keep the carpets clean nor send them home. It's far too early. Invite a Yeti round for tea, well, it will be your tragic loss, because they will not bring a gift, because they do not give a toss, because they threaten to be trouble, and your chandeliers are shaking. They're oh so terrible at giving, and yet excel when comes to taking. Molting fur around your lounge, oh, a tornado would be cheaper. A decent cleaner costs a lot, you'll need a heavy-duty sweeper. Yeti eat you out of house and home. They really cost a flipping packet. With their flatulent announcements, make such a burping, belching racket. Invite a Yeti round for tea, and you do so at your error. They will turn your toupee white and fill your bank account with terror. You may berate your local yobbo for antisocial ways of living, but after time spent with a Yeti, you may be rather more forgiving. You might prefer a hooligan with all his noisy, rampant boozing than a Yeti on the loose, for it's your sanity you're losing. As they oaf about the place, no, you will not find them entrancing. They'll leave impressions in your patio when they start their Yeti dancing. Invite a Yeti round for tea, and you do so at your peril. They can be undignified, they can be absolutely feral. It's quite a shock when first it happens. You might need a quick lie down, but I suggest you just relax and don your finest evening gown. Yes, indeed, for I'd advise that you embrace their clumsy action, and over time maybe you'll find a certain furry arsed attraction. It's just no fun to watch them play. They're scoffing cake with all the bears. You need to join their crumb-drenched chaos. Yes, then get invited round to theirs. This one's from my book Roller Coaster, which I published back in 2002. This is called Pity Her. Pity her, her lifestyle. Pity her, real fur. How very, very tiresome. Wouldn't want to live like her. Pity her, her fortune. Pity her, their wealth. What a lovely couple. Radiant, good health. Pity her, her future. Baby, top career. Pity her, her marriage. The tabloid papers jeer. Pity her indulgences. Booze and foreign fags. Pity her jet setting. Big house and 7 Jags. Pity her, her waistline. Pity her, those shoes. It must be really dreary, but what's she got to lose? Pity her, her weaknesses. Here credit limits snap. Pity her addictions. Naked gentleman on tap. Pity her new husband. A silver lining with a cloud. He prefers to love the butler, who is very well endowed. Pity her that diet. Lettuce served with cress. Bet she hates those photos. Pity her that dress. Pity her the surgery. Why did she get it done? That bottle of fine bubbly backfired like a gun. Pity her, her lifestyle. Pity her fake fur. How very, very tiresome. I really pity her. This one's called My Dog in a Dress. My dog in a dress looks better than you. Her eyes are bright, her clothes brand new. She wags her tail, she shows no fear, and unlike you, she's glad I'm here. She shows she's happy with her lively bark, whilst you, my dear, you've lost your spark. My dog in glasses is far more swish than you ever were or could even wish. I know you try your very best, but my dog, she has a certain zest. Unlike you, she knows what's chic, what suits. So ditch your fringe and fake fur boots. My dog in curlers has it going on, whilst any style you had has surely gone. Stripes are just not in this year. You're wrong on that, my dog is clear. With her beehive hair and her new iPod, she looks the biz, whilst once again you just look odd. My dog in fashion wears roller boots. She gathers others, her new recruits. Yet none will look as good as her. Then alas, there's you, I never were. It's time you faced it. Oh yes, indeed. To just give up and accept, my princess took the lead. There we go. I hope you enjoyed those. Moving on. Listeners, we're still with Tallulah, but we've come to her place of work. She's recently opened a music school, a school for gifted pianists, and Tallulah, we're here now in one of your classes. The number of your students, is this the like beginner class?
Oh no, darling, no. Oh no, these are master pupils. Oh yes. Oh, they're really tipped for the top. They are. Oh yes, that's very good. Everybody, keep going. Keep going.
Are they meant to be playing like together? They seem to be playing different tunes.
Oh, darling, no. You might think that, but this is a complicated piece of music, yes. In fact, it's inspired by an idea for my dear brother, Damius, yes. Oh, I love him, I do.
I see. So, Damius gave you the idea for this, did he? It's quite avant-garde.
What does that mean, darling?
It doesn't follow a natural chord progression. It doesn't seem to be, as I say, it's a little bit more complicated than most music that most people have heard.
Oh, thank you, darling, thank you. Oh, yes. Oh, la, 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 la. That's right. Keep going. Lovely. You're doing a lovely job. Yes.
So, Tallulah, can I ask how many pupils you have to date? I mean, at the moment.
Well, I don't date more pupils, darling, no.
No, I mean, for your school, how many, this is quite a small class. Is this a deliberate thing? So you have a sort of like, almost like one-on-one?
I don't know what you mean, darling. No, these are my pupils. Julian and Dawn.
Right. Okay. So, no, it's fine. And, how many teachers do you have in your school? Quite a few, is it?
No, darling, just me at the moment. But of course, we will expand. We will expand eventually. The early days, darling, early days.
Of course, yes. Well, it's been lovely getting to see the pupils at work. I'm sure the listeners are very impressed by your achievements.
Oh, thank you, darling. Oh yes, I do hope so. Please, if you have any gifted musicians in your family, then just contact me. It's the Tallulah Twinklehorn School for gifted piano players.
That's a bit of a mouthful.
I beg your pardon, dear.
It's fine.
Shall we have a little sing along?
I'm not sure I know the tune.
Oh, don't be silly. Sing along.
It's funny, your voice is, I noticed in this environment, the similarities of your accent.
Oh, thank you, darling, yes.
Do you have Australian in your blood?
Oh, I wish, darling.
You just sound a little bit... No, don't worry. Yes. Well, listeners... I'm sure that... She's got a bit of a cough, hasn't she?
I don't know, dear. I can't really hear. I've got plugs in my ears.
You've got earplugs. I haven't got any. Now she tells me. Listeners, yes. So, thank you for. Thank you, Tallulah, for introducing us to your talented students, and I'm sure we'll talk again.
That's all right, darling. Lovely. Thank you.
Good. Keep on girls. You're doing a great job. Yes. Oh dear. I think I'm gonna have to stick my fingers in my ears. Tallulah's vanished. She just don't know where she's gone. I tell you. Anyway, it's lovely to have this experience and share it with you, listeners. Yes, right. I'll see you back at the podcasting studios. Yes, we have another guest coming up imminently. I tell you. Ooh, I'll leave you with these fine musicians, and it's quite a work of art. Blimey, I think I recognise that tune now. Flea, blind mice. Anyway. See how they ran. Oh, God. Brilliant. Bye, girls. There you go, that was Tallulah. She's so lovely. She brought some cakes the day we talked. She'd cooked some little scones. They were lovely fresh scones. And she brought them along. And she even brought like a flask of coffee. She said, oh no, we must eat these whilst we're talking. Oh, so lovely. Such a lovely lady. Damaris is lucky to have a sister like her, so... But, well, then again, he's a good brother, so... Well, our final new voice this episode is, her name is Bella Crabb,
and I think you will have heard her voice a couple of times. Just to remind you, she...
Well, she's not exactly my landlord, but she's like the lady who manages the building where I live.
She's an interesting character, as you will see.
Bella, lovely to speak to you.
Oh, it's me, Bella Crap.
Yes, that's what I was saying, yes. Really, really nice to have you here. How long have you been doing your job? It's not been so long. I'm sorry, I shouldn't answer the question for you, but...
I've not been here so very long.
Well, that's good. You're doing a good job. Yes, very good job indeed. Sorry we had a bit of a misunderstanding at the... when you first started, but...
Yes, well, I know. It's not always easy.
No, it's not always easy, is it? No. And sometimes it's quite hard. And what's your favourite colour?
I like the colour of death.
Really? It's not very summery. Not a very summery colour, is it? And we're kind of coming up to the summer.
Oh, well, I'm not a very nice person.
No, I'm sure you're just misunderstood, hey? Just misunderstood, because, well, you'd have to be, really, you know. But I do want to apologise. I mean, I did have aliens living in my house.
I like aliens.
Well, that's good. You do look a little bit like one.
Hey, what did you just say?
Nothing. I didn't say anything, no.
Well, I should hope so. That's not very polite.
No, I know it's not. But, this isn't working, is it? No, it's not working. Oh, I thought I did the voice quite well. You did do the voice quite well. Go on, do it again.
Hello, I'm Bella Crab. Bella Crab. C-R-A-B-B.
You see, you did that quite well. I thought I did, yes. Yes. Hello, yes, listeners. It was me. I was doing Bella Crab's voice. I've been listening to those messages she left on Paul's answer phone, and I just copied her. Yeah, I don't think that Bella Crab is ever going to be a guest on the show. I think, I was kind of hoping that there would be more. A bit more chat with Bella. Well, we can pretend. What, do you want to pretend? Yeah, okay, let's just pretend. So, Bella, do you like being so grumpy?
Yes, I like being grumpy. It makes me happy. Makes me very happy to be so mean and grumpy.
Yes, well, you know, you're very good at it. Let's just say you're very good at being mean and grumpy. So you're doing your job well.
Thank you.
Oh, Paul, you don't think we're going to get in trouble? What's that? Well, I've said her name and I'm being silly. I don't think you'll get into trouble. It's fine. She won't listen to the podcast. Oh, yeah, good point. Not many people do they? Hey, we have lots of listeners. Sometimes we have three figures.
Three figures? What, three listeners?
No! We have, like, three figures. On quite a lot of episodes. We've got over 100 listeners on some of our episodes. In fact, we've got over 200 in some. So, don't be mean about our show.
Sorry, Paul. Sorry, I didn't mean to. Yeah.
You're nearly as mean as Bella Crab for a minute there. Anyway, this is supposed to be an episode of New Voices. Well, I'm mimicking a new voice. I suppose you are, yes. Oh, go on, do something else. Say something else. Sorry.
Oh, yes, Bellacrab. Oh, Bellacrab, I'm so mean. I go through the bins and I sell stuff on. I sell stuff.
Yeah, that's my voice, Paul. Keep going. Sorry.
Oh, I go through the bins and I sell stuff on eBay.
Do you really? Does she? I think she probably does. I think I might have seen her once, one time I came round. She's a strange-looking woman, like a sort of, like Medusa. Like, her hair. I'm sure there was some snakes in it. I'm sure there was, actually, you know, thinking about it. Well, we should probably stop being nasty. She's probably a lovely lady. I'm not sure. Dealey told me once that she pulled faces at him through the window. Oh, in that case. Oh, keep on going. Maybe we should stop. Yeah, maybe. Oh. Okay, sorry, listeners. We've been very mean to Bella Crab. I'm sure she's lovely. I'm very sorry. Moving on. Perhaps we should have done this. Do you think it was mean? Oh, I don't know, Paul. We couldn't get... She wouldn't be interviewed, would she?
Well, there we go. That was Bella.
Yes. Right.
Well, listeners, before we go, I've managed to get one further interview. Well, kind of two quick chats, really. Now, I know many of you won't have read my Mouse of Commons novels, because they were written a while ago, and, they're only really available on lulu.com at the moment. But for those of you who don't know, they're about a mouse called Gladstone McWhiskers, who is, well, I suppose he's like the Prime Minister of, well, not just mice, but animals. He sort of represents them, but, he's kind of... The position of Mouse of Commons and Lords has a long and noble tradition. And, Gladstone's sidekick, assistant, friend is a woodlouse called Oliver Louse. Now, of course, the books that I write are, they're basically biographical. And so occasionally I get to check in with Gladstone and Oliver. And I did so very briefly just the other day and told them that I was, interviewing for the show. And, they sent this little message that... Maybe we'll get to talk to them in a bit more detail another day. First up is Oliver.
Hello. My name is Oliver Louse. I am the assistant and, assistant, sidekick, friend, Robin to Gladstone's Batman. I'm a woodlouse and... I work with the Mouse of Commons and I have done for many years. And, we get into all sorts of trouble. A lot of this trouble tends to revolve around Charlie Gurr, as it happens, who I believe the listeners of the Charlotte podcast know about. know about Mr. Charlie Gurr. He's quite a character. All sorts of little adventures we've got involved in since that bear came to England, but never mind. He's quite a character, I suppose you could say. I'm not sure there's much more for me to say, I suppose. Really, you're not really... I suppose you're more... I think you probably are more interested in hearing from Gladstone Whiskers, House of Commons and Lords, yes. Maybe we'll speak again. It's me, Oliver Louse, yes, speaking. customer Whiskers is coming up next.
Hello. Hello, how are you? Ah, the listeners of the Shy Life podcast, eh? Ah, well, yes, I should introduce myself. My name is Gladstone McWhiskers. I am the Mouse of Commons and Lords, which is a very important title. I do have involvement with members of Parliament. I'm not linked to any particular party, though. The position of Mouse of Commons and Lords dates way back, and it was never a political post so much as more of a, trying to get equal rights, I suppose, was how it started out. Trying to give animals a voice and give creatures of all types, well, not just creatures, birds, anything, basically, non-humans. And, it's a post that I've held for a number of years now. My father before me was House of Commons, and I'm not actually elected. This wasn't always the case. There used to be two families, the McWhiskers family and the DePorcy family, but I don't want to stir up any problems, but I suppose the DePorcy family was known for sort of being a little bit crooked. And there was quite a lot of, basically they were discredited and removed as candidates from, so for a long time my family has been the only, it's been like a position that moves through the family, I suppose. But rather like the monarchy, I suppose. But obviously, we're not that sort of important. But I heard Oliver mentioning Charlie Gurner. I'm aware this is possibly how Paul and I actually contacted Paul, because I do listen to the show, and I heard Charlie speaking on here, and actually it reminded me that yes, this was back before Christmas, and yes, there was a little Christmas party we had, and Charlie managed to eat pretty much all of the Christmas food. Now, I don't suppose Charlie listens to the show when he's not on it. But let's just say, in the position of Mouse of Commons and Lords, I do, at Christmas time, I do get to have quite a big party. Lots of little, and then I also have little parties, smaller sort of cheese and wine parties, because a big party is all very well and nice, and, it can be quite tiring, because obviously, I'm a mouse, so I'm quite small, but, I do have hover boots, so I can hover around the room and speak to people at the same height as them, and it's not all, me running around on the floor or anything. No. We're in the 21st century. It can be quite tiring, mixing with a big group. So we do tend to have smaller little parties as well, more intimate parties. And, I don't know whether... I believe you wrote about it, but we had a little party just before Christmas, and Paul Chiatty came to the party, and due to a slight mix-up, he came to us on the night that Charlie was there, and Charlie, he did manage to eat pretty much everything, including baubles off the tree, and anyway, but yes, I believe he wrote about it. I think it was on his blog around the time of Christmas, but... you think he makes these stories up? No. They are true. It would be lovely if we could speak for a little bit more at some time, but I do have meetings to be getting to. I just thought it would be lovely to say hello. because Paul did say that he was recording an episode full of, like, voices that, you know, voices that you may not have heard before, voices you may, you know, names you may have heard and but not actually spoken directly to. So I just would like to say that, you know, my name is Gladstone McWhiskers, and I always listen to the Shy Life podcast. And so does Oliver Louse, don't you, Oliver?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, always, always, oh, yes. Oh, yes, always listen, absolutely. Sorry, boss. We've had an unprecedented arrival.
Oh, listeners, this is what Oliver says when he means that Charlie Gurr has turned up without an appointment. So I'm going to have to go. Is he on his way, Oliver?
Yes, yes, he's out. Oh, I think he's here.
What's going on? What's going on?
Gerson's talking. He's recording.
What? Who's he going to call? Who's your what? What? Is he talking to a pie?
No.
No, Charlie, I'm talking to the listeners of the Shy Life podcast. So, I'm just finishing. Well, goodbye, listeners.
I like that show. I've been on that show. It's very good. They sometimes have pies.
Maybe we can go and get you a pie now.
Oh yes, that'll be good. I'll speak to you in a minute then, Gladstone. What?
Yes, good. Thank you, Oliver.
No problem.
Oh, dear. So, this sort of thing happens quite a lot, you know. Oh, dear. yes, well, lovely speaking to you. Lovely speaking to you, Paul, and to your listeners, and maybe again soon. Good luck. Continue the good work, yes. Goodbye for now. Goodbye. Oh, that bear.
Well, just because we're focusing on some new voices this episode doesn't mean we don't want to hear from some of our older voices in the nicest possible way. Hello, it's me. Hello, it's Yeti Uncle John. How you doing? Oh dear. It's been pretty busy this week. I've been working in the allotment, yeah. Been digging up potatoes, been digging up all sorts of things. I don't think the farmer noticed, but no, teasing. I'm allowed. It's my neighbour. He has an allotment. He does all the hard work and he lets me have some of it because I promised, promised not to sleep with his wife, and he was very grateful, so... anyway, yeah, so how are you? I've been listening to your episode. It's very interesting. And, some interesting new voices. Yes. Goodness. I hope we're not going to be replaced, are we?
I hope you're not.
No, you can't do that. Well, you get rid of Charlie Gurr. He only ever talks about pies. No, you wouldn't, would you? You wouldn't. Would you? Oh. No, you wouldn't. No. What would you? Sorry, Paul, I've forgotten what we were even discussing. Anyway, happy birthday. Oh, happy spring. Merry Christmas. Anyway. Speak to you soon. Yeti Uncle John signing off. Yes.
Hello, darling. It's me, Bettina Dupre. Oh, what a lovely, lovely lot of new voices you've been sharing with us this episode. Goodness. I wonder if they might need any, you know, advice. Do Do you think? Do you think they might need some advice? I'm happy to help. Always happy to help. Always happy to help. That's me, happy to help. Yes, absolutely happy to help. And, yes. So, how have you been? Busy, I expect. Yes, me too. I'm about to go away. Yes, packing to go away. I should be gone for a while. I'm taking the lovely Nathan. Oh yes, yes. We're going on a little trip, but we'll be back soon. You'll barely notice we're gone. Yes, we're going somewhere hot and steamy. Yes. Anyway, I need to get packing, so I'll speak to you later. Keep up the good work. I'm enjoying the episode. Yes. Bye for now, darlings. Bye for now, listeners. Don't forget to send in your questions. Yes. Love you. 1,000,000 kisses, darlings. Yes, 1,000,001 kisses. Sorry, I nearly forgot to say it.
Oh, it's me, Dumbius Twinklehorn. How are you? I'm just, well, you know, I've been quite busy. I have been doing some acting, yes. But actually this time it's been more voice work, yes. I've been doing a number of voices. It's for a cartoon. They needed a number of voices. I played Queen Elizabeth I. Let me try my voice out on you. Queen Elizabeth I. Hello, I'm Queen Elizabeth I. And I'm a queen called Elizabeth. I'm the first one, you know. So that's the voice I used for Queen Elizabeth I. And then I played one of her courtiers. Yes. I'll show you the voice I did. Hello, I am one of the courtiers of Queen Elizabeth I. She's quite a hard person to work for. But at least she doesn't chop your head off if you don't do her washing. So that's the voice I did as her courtier. And I also had to play her dog. Yes. This is the voice I used when I played Elizabeth I's dog. Hello, I'm a dog. I belong to Queen Elizabeth I. It's quite difficult being a dog so many hundreds of years ago. Yes. There's no internet, you know. Bark, bark, bark. As you can see, it wasn't easy to find such different voices, but I worked hard at it and I think I got there. Anyway, it's been interesting hearing the new voices in your recent episode, in your current episode. I've been enjoying it very much. Anyway, I must go. I've got more voices to learn. Everybody's doing new voices these days. Goodbye for now.
Hello, it is me, Cromarty. How are you? I have not spoken to you for some weeks. I just wanted to say I'm still looking for Bald Sasquatch. I expect you are too. Well, we don't seem to be getting very far, but, well, you know, if we keep searching, I'm sure we'll get there. You know, he has been sighted. We know that now. It is not always easy, is it? No. I've been listening to your latest episode. There are so many new voices, I do not recognize them. It just shows, you know, that, well, even in a dreadful circumstance like the one involving Bald Sasquatch, things still move on. Yes. Anyway, it's good to talk to you, and I will speak to you again soon, Paul. Keep your eyes open for Bald Sasquatch. We'll find him eventually. Yes. Okay. Goodbye for now.
Well, there you go. Some familiar voices. Those accents were excellent, Damius, by the way. Most impressed. Anyway.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Ick. Sorry, I haven't seen you all episode. How are you doing?
Well, you know, I'm okay. I'm still getting over the loss of my peepers.
Oh, I know, of course. Of course you are.
But there is some good news.
Oh, really?
Yes, I went for a walk down by the lake the other day.
Oh, yes, really?
And, yes, I think I can hear them out there. I think they're living happily down by the pond.
Oh, well, that's nice. Maybe if you look around, you'll be able to, you know, find some, and you can bring them back again.
No, I have decided it is best that they stay where they are. I can always go and visit them.
I like the way you think, Ick. I really do. Yeah, I like that idea. If they're happy, then rather than having them in captive in the house, yeah, just go for a walk. It's good exercise too.
Yes, I think so. Paul?
Yes?
I was just wondering, did you want to use my voice in this episode? After all, I am a new voice.
Well, you know, I suppose it's not quite the same, Ick. I mean, we're using your voice now, but you've had a number of episodes recently, so I suppose the people that were in this episode, well, they really were, they really were like people we had not heard of very much at all. So it's not that I didn't want to, it's not that, you know, it's not that we can't talk, but do you see what I mean?
Yes, now you put it that way, I understand. I will be here for many episodes, so we can talk at any time.
Exactly, yes. Whereas Henry and Gladstone and, you know, all of the other people that have been in this episode, this is, you know, in the same way as I sometimes have guests on the show, that they are sort of like mini guests. Whereas you're a regular member of the series.
Yes, I understand.
I could talk to you all day, Ick, but it's not the point, yeah? But sometimes we have to talk to other people.
We could start a new show, the Paul and Ick Show.
Well, yeah. That's something we should do, yes.
Well, I'm going to go back down to the lake. I'm going to take my camera.
Oh, okay. You have a camera on your phone?
No, I have a camera implanted in my brain.
Oh. Okay, I suppose that's handy.
Yes.
It's not uncomfortable.
No, I can even take photos of my brain.
Okay. Well, I'll see you later, Ick, because I've got to say goodbye to the listeners now, because we're nearly at the end of the episode.
Okay. See you soon, Paul. I shall go and get my shoes on.
You do that.
Goodbye, listeners.
I think they're saying goodbye, Ick.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Stay where you are, people, so I'm on my way.
He's a funny little thing, that Ick.
Well, that's about all we've got time for this episode. I hope you've enjoyed meeting some of our new voices, Henry Moss, Tallulah Twinklehorn, and Bella Crabb. And, yeah, they've all sort of appeared in episodes over the last few months, and it just seemed like a good time to bring them to the front and just sort of, yeah, introduce them a bit more so that we learn a bit more about them. I'm sure we'll talk to them again soon. And we'll be talking to you again soon in the next episode of the Shy Life Podcast, which will be out within days. But I can't tell you what it'll be about because I don't quite know what order I'll be editing the episodes. So, but it'll be fun. It'll be weird. Probably. Usually is. And thank you so much for listening this time. And we'll be back again soon. Take care. And thank you to all my guests this episode. Thank you for listening. So, yes, goodbye. Goodbye for now. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Shy one, shy one, shy one.
C-R-A-B-B. I have heard there is a Bella Crab impersonator in your building. I heard what sounded like a poor imitation of my voice. If this is anything to do with you, I want you to stop immediately. You do know I listen through keyholes. I peep through them too. Just beware! I don't sell things on eBay. I sell them on the market. Goodbye!
Gotta go now.
I don't care.
Bye.
I want to go with you.
Gotta go. Bye.
Goodbye. It's quite long.
No. Hey, that's insulting.
Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Weird, super weird.
He's not that shy.
John? Yes, Paul? I've just had a message on the phone. Was that you doing a Bella Crab voice? No. Are you sure it wasn't you? No, no. John? All right, yes, it was me. I thought it was. I begin to wonder if Bella Crab even exists. John, have you been Bella Crab all the time? No, no, there's a real Bella Crab. I don't know. I don't know, listeners. I'm so confused. I'm so confused. Don't do that again, John. I have nightmares.
Bella Crab! Peeping through your window! Bella Crab! Peeping through your letterbox!